Coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in beautiful downtown Auburn, Maine, it's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, Lewiston Auburn's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater Lewiston Auburn area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and take advantage of their summer special on oil and gas boiler cleanings, 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around.
And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. And today we have the pleasure of being joined in studio by Officer Kenny Jones of the Auburn Police Department. How you doing?
Good.
Kenny Jones.
I just feel like that's a country singer or
famous sports person. It's a good name. I like that.
Yeah,
name.
Well, you could do anything.
You're right. Well, you could be a police officer.
You could be a police officer.
We're going to give you a new identity before you leave.
He's a comic book character. It's whoever he wants to
Kenny.
Be.
Kenny!
Oh, boy. I apologize in advance.
No, nothing I've never heard before.
Let's take a look at the news for Friday, August 30th.
During yesterday's press conference to address increased gun violence, Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre requested funding from the City Council for overtime pay to ensure a stronger police presence on the streets. He is also seeking federal support from the U.S. Marshals Service and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. He also addressed criminal cases, which are getting dismissed at an unprecedented rate, as a lack of funding has the county's six prosecutors struggling to work with more than 2,000 pending cases.
The Lisbon Water District issued a do not drink order yesterday after failing filters allowed too much sludge into the drinking water. The department changed the filters, but won't be able to get the test samples back until Wednesday. The order is in effect until further notice.
The Auburn Fire Department welcomed two new firefighters yesterday. Congratulations to Private Aaron Norton and Private Jesse Hutchinson.
And a reminder that LA Art Walk is today from 5 to 8 p.m. Residents are encouraged to enjoy the free, family-friendly event featuring art galleries, exhibitions, and live performances. For more information, visit laarts.org.
It's going to be a beautiful day today.
It is.
So this is perfect.
It's a Sarah kind of day.
It's a perfect kind of day for Art Walk and for Sarah. Beautiful day, blue skies and sunshine, high of 75, low of 55, cloudy tomorrow with a high of 74 and a low of 55, and partly sunny on Sunday with highs in the low 80s.
Gorgeous.
Wow, that sounds like a paddling day.
It's a paddling day. Mm-hmm. It's a paddling weekend for you.
Yeah, baby.
I think this is the last Art Walk too, isn't it?
There's one in September.
Okay. One more?
Yep. Okay. It's right. The penultimate Art Walk.
Ooh. Nicely done.
Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm. In sports, that means next to last.
Oh. Mark saw my confused look. He's like, on what? My face.
It's one of my favorite words. Whenever you say it, people look at you like, what? Really? What is it? Vocabulary day?
Are we having a spelling bee?
Was that the word on your calendar today? In sports, the Red Sox managed only two hits in a 2-0 loss to the Blue Jays. Boston will visit the Detroit Tigers for a weekend series starting tonight at 6:30.
Jacob Webb, Winkelmann Gonzalez, and Zach Bryan combined for the shutout, and Alex Benales blasted a 2-run homer to lead the Sea Dogs over the Harrisburg Senators. Filibuster. 8-0 shutout. They'll play again tonight at 7 in Pennsylvania.
And Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo announced that 8-year veteran Jacoby Brissett will open the season as the team's starting quarterback over rookie Drake May. The Pats visit the Cincinnati Bengals on September 8th. You know what time it is right now, Sarah?
What time is it?
It is time for the podcast segment. That is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. It is time for Famous People Birthdays.
Yay! They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for August the 30th.
It's a plethora.
Yes, it is a plethora. And this one, I think this one's mostly for me because I'm a huge Rancid fan.
Oh.
Guitarist Lars Fredriksson of Rancid is 53 years old today.
Okay.
And we're going to move on because I'm getting a lot of confused looks around here.
Lars is a great name, though.
It is. It's a fantastic name. How about Lewis Black?
Oh, okay.
76 today. I thought you might be a fan.
I do like Lewis Black. So he was in one of my favorite Pixar movies, Elemental, right? No, Inside Out.
Yeah, Inside Out.
Inside Out, where he was anger. He was the voice of anger, and his little head would catch on fire. It was so cute.
Talk about perfect casting.
Yeah, yeah, right? He's great for that.
And a hilarious stand-up comic who tours regularly with Kathleen Madigan.
Yes.
What a show that is.
Yeah, yeah.
Cartoonist R. Crumb is 81 years old today. He was inspired by psychedelics and cartoons from the 1920s and 30s and went on to create Fritz the Cat, Mr. Natural, and the Keep on Truckin' strip.
Okay.
Nope.
I am too old for this room.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Former U.S. Representative and Dukes of Hazzard star.
Cooter!
Ben Jones is 83 years old today. He's known as Cooter on the Dukes of Hazzard. He was the mechanic.
He was the mechanic.
Right?
Any relation to you, Kenny?
Jones. Oh, yeah.
But you never know.
This is our second Dukes of Hazzard this week.
That's
birthday.
Right.
Oh, check funny.
Out the ancestry.com. Yes.
You and Cooter.
Wouldn't that be something? Interesting fact about Cooter. Should I say Representative Cooter?
Representative Cooter Jones.
He also served 4 years in the U.S. House of Representatives in Georgia's 4th Congressional District from 89 to 93. And during the 60s, he was deeply involved in the civil rights movement. He was arrested during sit-ins and on two occasions attacked by the KKK.
It's interesting when you have someone who plays a character and then their actual personality and like beliefs are just sort of juxtaposed with what you would, you know, like he was kind of like a silly, I mean, he, you know, he was,
he was Cooter.
He was, you just, can't, his name was Cooter.
I don't like, think, I don't
how
think,
would you have known that he was such a significant, had such a significant impact on our country beyond being on a very popular 80s television show. There's so many layers to people, I guess, is my point.
And rounding out FPBs for August the 30th is Cameron Diaz.
Hey, I know that one.
She's a funny lady.
52 years old.
Something
today.
About Mary.
That's right.
The best.
Yep.
And
yep.
Princess Fiona.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She's in a really funny movie with Leslie Mann called The Other Women. Oh my gosh. It's cute. Have you seen that one?
No, I know I've seen like it. Previews like scrolling by, but I don't know if I've ever watched
it's really cute. Yeah. Leslie Mann is married to a terrible person and Cameron Diaz ends up being his mistress, though she doesn't know that.
Actually, yes, I have seen it.
Oh my god. And they end up becoming best friends. Yeah. It's hilarious. It's one of my favorite movies. She's a very funny lady.
Yeah. She was also in The Mask with Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. Was that her breakout role?
Yeah, I think that was like her first one.
My Best Friend's Wedding. Is that on there?
Oh, yep, that's sure right. Is. Yeah, she was so Mary. Cute in that. She's also done some serious stuff. Like, I feel like there was one where she has two daughters and she has to kind of choose. I can't remember the name of the movie.
I don't know. It's not on your list.
Was that The Good Daughter?
The Good Daughter.
Like The Good Son.
Like The Good Son.
Yes, but no. Like what?
I don't think they did
it's
that.
It's like a Sophie's Choice situation.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was very good.
And those are your FPBs for August the 30th. Our guest in studio, it is a pleasure to welcome Officer Kenny Jones into the Lydia's Lunch Bunch studio. He's been an officer with the Auburn Police Department for the past 7 years. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
What made you want to pursue a career in law enforcement?
Wow. That's something. Such a cliche answer, like everyone to say, oh, I wanted to help people. But I do. I think it's something that I've always wanted to kind of do. I grew up with a lot of respectful officers in our community. So it was, you know, growing up alongside of them, you know, you get to that whole point of adulthood, you're like, oh, what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that I think I'd be really good at. I'm like, I'm going to try it. And I jumped into it and I absolutely love it.
Can you give us a sense of what it takes, what you had to go through to become a police officer?
As far as like what the process?
Yeah, the process.
You know, the process for me, you know, it's long. You start out with the application phase. Once that gets submitted, approved, most likely it starts out with a written test that it moves on to. And, you know, depend on what agency you go to, but they like to throw in an oral board. You have to do a physical agility test. they check into your social media. You know, someone will ask neighbors, hey, how is this person working out? You know,
does he mow his lawn?
they put you underneath a microscope for sure, 100%. Yeah.
They want to make sure that you are representing.
Driving history.
Oh, yeah.
Credit
that
history.
That would be important.
Right. All those things are important.
You need to be a good representative of.
Right. Work
of
history.
The, right. The
have you
force.
Been fired 20 times, you know?
So that's the bar, 20 times?
That's just a number.
How far back do they go?
they will definitely check you out. And then you can move on to, you know, once you start moving along the process, it's do a medical exam, make sure that you're physically fit to finish, you know, get approved to go to the academy, psych exam, which is fun.
Yeah. You know. Can you shed any light on that?
I don't, you know, I can't remember how many questions it was. It was like 1,000 questions, 1,500 questions.
Did they show you?
And they'll ask you like multiple questions in different formats, like the same question.
To see if you give the
three
same
or four
answer.
Different times, multiple formats, right? You know, I remember one was odd, you know, when you walk on the sidewalk and do you step on the crack or do you step over the crack? And it gets in your head like, oh, what
is
do
that?
Do I step over the crack? Is there something wrong with me? Or do I step on the crack?
And again,
is there still
something wrong
with me?
What does it all mean?
Probably not a right answer.
You know, I love my father. I love my mother. I hate my father. I hate, you know, it's random.
Was becoming a police officer all you thought it would be? Or were there surprises along the way?
Well, I started off in New Orleans. I don't think I told you anything. So I did 3 years down there. I came from Maryland, so definitely a culture shock. Definitely not what I expected, but you know, I expected it to be tough and challenging. But it's a different world down there. So
Maryland has a really high crime rate. The Baltimore...
Yeah, Baltimore County, Baltimore City, parts of D.C., Prince George's County. It's just populated, right? I think, is there? A little over a million people here in Maine. I think there's right around a little over 5 million in Maryland.
Yeah.
So it's really congested. You know, the federal government right there, the jobs, it's really congested. So.
And what brought you to Auburn?
There's always a woman involved.
Right? You know,
my wife is from Maine. So she dragged me up here, but I love it. We got engaged in 2014. I let her know that I was getting into law enforcement. And at one point she said, I'll go anywhere you want to go. Aww. I said, one day I told her, hey, we're going to New Orleans. And that's what we did. Went down to New Orleans, stayed there for 3 years. We had our first son. And after that, she was like, hey, it's time to...
It's a bit much here.
Yeah. Mardi Gras fun. You know, it's nice. Yeah, but you know, it's time
home.
To get closer to the roots.
Let me show you the way life should be.
Yes.
So let's vacation land.
Yes. So we packed up the U-Haul. Off we went.
Had you been to Maine previously?
I did. We vacationed here and there, you know, see the family and whatnot.
And you were familiar with the winters or no?
Yes. But you know, at a week at a time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I was up here, I wasn't shoveling snow, you know.
Paying the oil bills.
Paying the oil bill.
Yeah. That's a big one, huh? Yeah.
Plowing, all that stuff. I just,
the joys of winter.
Just took it for granted, you know?
So you came from a place where there's a lot of public transportation. New Orleans and then probably down in Maryland. What was the learning curve like for you when you came here and had to start driving in the winter time?
See, it's funny you say that. I had a 2016 Honda Pilot front wheel drive.
Oh boy.
Oh no.
I almost died 1,000 times going to work. And it was just terrible, you know, because the hills, you know, and I put studded tires on the car and I'm driving around it. It's not something that they tell you. It's just like something that you're expected to know. You know, hey, it's going to be, you know, a foot of snow tomorrow. Oh, okay, sure. I'll just drive in my Honda Pilot and I'll just go to work. I'll be fine. It wasn't that way. I bought a truck a couple years ago, four-wheel drive, so yeah. I'm good to go now.
You got
to
have something.
That was a huge learning curve for me. You know.
I love it.
Do you have a preference now that you spent some time in Maine? If given the opportunity, would you go back down south?
To live?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. I'll say yes. I do like the warm weather, you know, the palm trees. It was nice. It was nice. I'm not gonna lie.
We only have 6 months of winter here. It's not that bad.
I'm not going to lie. We did day trips to Florida, 3 hours, take you over there. Yeah. Pensacola, Destin, you know, three and a half hours, make day trip.
Yeah.
You know, 3 hours here, it takes me to Bangor, you know. It's a little different. A little different.
Be fair, Millinocket.
Stop it. I don't know where that is.
I lived in Dallas for like 3 years, and I will say the travel was my favorite piece. You know, there was a
direct flight to anywhere I wanted to go. I miss that. You know, so I understand those things.
And the food was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That like, I could sure. give.
They had drive-through daiquiri shops.
Yep.
Just like you could drive through here and go get McDonald's or Roma Joe's, you could drive through there and get yourself a daiquiri. But the funny thing is they left it like the paper on the straw. That was it. Just the top.
That was the that security was measure.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't drink in the car. Yeah.
Right. Don't drink and drive.
Keep this on until you get
one
home.
Inch of piece of paper on your straw. You know, hey.
We did our part.
If you got pulled over, did you put like the little piece of paper back on the street? Is that what people do? Like to make it look like you were
Scout's honor, I never pull that piece of paper off.
It's on the test.
A little bit of culture shock coming from the New Orleans Police Department to Auburn.
I would say so. It's very violent city, very violent. But yes, it is a culture shock. I would say a lot more people here are friendlier towards the police. They like to wave at you when you drive by. I didn't get that same response down where I was at, but
hi.
Definitely more family oriented.
Yeah,
more
like,
community involvement.
You must have been in a horrible accident. You only have one finger. But hi.
Not that kind of waving, Mark.
Definitely a culture shock as far as like, population, too. It's very small. I don't know how many people lived in Louisiana, but it's a very big state, very congested. You know, hey, I went from Mardi Gras to Casco days. You know?
That's
totally different.
Do you have a boat?
I do. Do I have a boat? No. My mother-in-law promised me a boat to come up here. And I get up here and I think they chipped in on a kayak.
Casco days is more fun with a boat.
She tricked me.
She tricked you?
She tricked me.
Hardly any difference between Mardi Gras and Casco days. Come on. You must feel like you're back home, right? When Casco days.
Are there beads at Casco days?
So now you are a school resource officer. Yeah.
Yes.
An SRO for people who don't know the lingo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just learned it recently.
So at EL.
I'm feeling pretty cool right now.
At Edwards Little High School.
Yeah. So if you have any kiddos attending the school, I'll be there.
How long have you been the SRO there?
Well, let me look at my watch here. All of today will be 5 days.
Oh. So you didn't
you got me early.
You
yes,
didn't get
sir.
To see the previous Edward Little. Like, all you get is
well,
brand
I've been
new,
over there. Yes, I've been
Little.
Over there at times. You know, we'd walk around there and a couple calls for service here and there. But yeah, I've checked it out.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe when you look at the new campus now that there used to be another high school there.
Yeah. Now it's like a baseball field,
I think
right?
It's gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
5 days on the job of the SRO.
Loving it. Honeymoon phase.
So they went back this week?
Yeah, they
yesterday,
did. Started
right?
a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I think the freshmen started Wednesday, somewhere around there.
Wow.
And then everyone else came in. Right
They're
after.
All fresh-faced and smiley right
they
now.
They are brand new. I remember
right?
those days. Brand new shoes.
Yeah.
Brand new shirts.
And a haircut.
So cute. Yeah.
Yep. Hair all slicked back. And
ready to go.
The big gigantic book bag. Yeah. I know those days.
That hasn't changed.
That
kids
has not
are still,
changed.
Yeah. Kids are still coming to school with their brand new school clothes.
Brand new.
Love it.
Trapper keepers. Yeah. They still got those?
I don't know about that. Everything's digital now. They
got their laptops.
iPads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AirPods.
What exactly is an SRO and what are your duties over at EL?
My duties at the school, I just kind of interact with the kids as best as I can. School staff, just kind of make them feel safe. Walk around the hallways, get to know them. I get to pop in a couple classes here, introduce myself. SRO to me is a school resource officer. You're giving resources, providing them to the kids. Could be someone to talk to. But yeah, that's very important.
Did you know about the role prior to accepting it? Did you get to talk to like former or current SROs and know what to expect going in?
Yeah, I talked to quite a few of them. And then, you know, a lot of them just gave me some good advice just to be yourself. You know, I think I'd be a good fit for the job. So far, so good.
I think especially nowadays, kids, teens especially, their BS detectors are at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they can tell.
Of course. I say, you know, I'm just going to be myself, right? You know, I don't talk to people like the robots. I just go in there and just, you know, if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. You don't want to talk to me. You know, I'm not going to, like, force things upon you. I'm not rigid and tough and just walking like a robot. Slow down. No running. You know, kids are kids.
Wagging your finger at them.
Let them be kids. Be fair. You know, that type of thing.
So do you have an office in the high school?
I do. I have a nice office, actually.
And it's open door. Kids can come in anytime.
Anytime. You can pop in and say, hey, you know, if the door's closed, still can knock on it, open it, say what's up. yeah. come in.
What are some of the things they're coming to you for?
You know, if they just want, if they got something going on, maybe inside the home, something that's on their mind that they just want to get it off to someone, maybe not their teacher, they can come to me, stop in and let me know what's going on.
Yeah, it's great that they have that available, you know, because like there are a lot of things going on in the world that, you know, I think it's hard for kids to figure out who do I want to chat to about this? And it's not your teacher. It's not your peers. It's not your parents. So having that available to them is really cool.
There's so many things that we don't know as teenagers. Like every teenager thinks they know everything there is to know. But I think there's probably a lot of moments where they're just not really sure where to start with something. And I think a friendly face, you have a very friendly demeanor about you. I think having that person, and like the longer you're there, obviously, the more they're going to be more comfortable with you. But I feel like having that person that they can go to and just be like, I don't know what this is like, and I don't know where to start. I feel like a police officer is a person, like we've raised our kids to know that when you don't know what to do, go to a police officer. So I mean, it makes sense that you would be there in the school.
I'm wondering when that started, because when I was in high school, back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, there was no such thing as an SRO. And now I have no idea when it started, but I kind of understand why it did.
Yeah, there wasn't one when I was there either. So
I grew up in a small town. Our entire high school was 86 people.
Wow.
Yep.
Our police officer was named Gary. Yeah.
He was so busy.
We had a police officer, and we all just called him Gary.
Yeah, I don't know when it started either. But, I'm kind of glad it's available the way the world things are right now. So it's good to know parents, when they go to work, wherever they're going, that their kids are going to be safe when they're at the school. Yeah. Kids are going to be safe when they get there, seeing me or an SRO across the country just roaming the hallways. So it's good.
And you're there Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Yeah. So it's full time for you?
Yep.
And what were you doing before?
I was just on patrol.
What's the biggest BS story you've ever heard while on patrol?
Oh, boy.
Not necessarily in Auburn, but through your career.
Regarding what's...
Like, we used to interview Chief Moen on a regular basis, and he had one where he was talking to an individual, and they said... He found something in their pants. It was probably drugs or something. And the individual said, "These aren't my pants."
Remember that.
I think every police officer has, they've got to have a story similar to that.
I have so many of them.
Are lied to constantly.
Oh my gosh. I remember that.
I remember a traffic stop several years ago when I was working night shift. I'm trying to remember what I stopped the vehicle for, but upon stopping that vehicle and, you know, I'm right behind the vehicle, right? Stop the car, put the spotlight on it. I see a whole lot of shuffling around. I get up there to the car. There's no window tint on the car. And I've got my flashlight. I'm looking at the driver's side, you know, right on the driver's side, steering wheel. There's no one in the seat. But however, there are three people sitting in the back seat, in the passenger seat, and one of them sweaty. And I'm just staring at him like, you know, this is not a Tesla. This thing wasn't just driving by itself. Who's the driver? The one who's sweaty is like, oh, I don't know, they left. I'm just rubbing my eyes here. Like, I didn't see anyone get out the car. That was one of my biggest BS stories. Yeah. He wound up having a suspended driver's license, you know. But
I don't know.
From the time I stop the car and walk up to the car, it's just a matter of seconds, right? It's a safety issue. You want to get out there. But that was it. It was quick. Blink of an eye. He's gone. There's nobody in the driver's seat. So...
At least could have happened.
He took ownership of his pants, though.
Right? Yeah. His pants. Everybody out.
What type of person makes a good police officer?
Someone who is fair, impartial, not quick to get angry. You got to understand we're dealing with children, and children will be children. They're going to have emotions. We're all children once, right? I mean... someone who's dedicated to the position, I feel that's very important. You got to want to sign up for the position of SRO for a purpose, right? You want to be involved in the community. You want to be involved in the school.
What advice would you give to someone looking to get into law enforcement?
That's a good question. I would say jump into it. I met some very great people down in New Orleans, and if I had the chance to do it all over again, I would. And I remember when I first started applying, I was telling family and friends, and you're always going to get those people in your ear. Ah, cops are this, cops are that. Don't do it. Do it for the good reasons. Don't jump into the profession because you're just looking for a paycheck. I mean, it's a great profession, great career. You're going to meet some outstanding people along the way. You get the, you know, just, I don't know. It's a great career. I'll just say it like that.
Yeah.
You know, just jump into it.
Jump in. Don't worry jump about in. It.
What would your message to be for all your students for this year, your
yeah,
first
what's
year?
Your what, school what year would advice? Be your
have fun. Be a, you know, you're only a kid once. Have fun, enjoy it. Got Spirit Week coming
Not
up.
Not too here. Much fun, but
right, got Spirit Week coming up in October.
Not that
have
much fun.
Enjoy it.
A moderate you know. Amount of fun.
Enjoy Safe it fun. Because it's you know it's short lived, right?
Yeah.
It goes fast because once you get out and adulthood yeah. comes and now it's like, what do I do now? College, military, workforce.
Mm.
So enjoy it. Jump in.
Spirit Week is coming?
October, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
If you had a chance to give young Kenny some advice.
Young Kenny? Okay. Is this before the hair loss?
Yes. Okay. I thought that was a choice.
That's great.
It makes you look tough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes you look tough. What yeah. would you tell him?
I would tell him keep going. Don't stop. You know, I never did. I would just say keep going. Mm. You know, I didn't know how hard life was going to be, but just keep going. I didn't have the easiest childhood growing up, but I'm here now with you guys and lovely wife I have and my beautiful kids and our beautiful house we just built a couple years ago. So I would just tell myself to just keep grinding. You know, I started working when I was 14 and here I am 38 years old. I never stopped. So
Kenny, is there a movie or television show that you have seen that gets law enforcement right?
Ooh,
Cops.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Sorry.
That's such a tough question because it's TV, it's Hollywood, and I'm watching it. I'm like, why would you do that?
I always wondered that.
Maybe you know, there
like,
isn't
like,
some.
Watching those movies. One. Yeah, watching those movies, I'm like, I would love to be sitting next to a police officer right now and ask them, is that even real?
I'm sure there might be out there, but I have not seen too many that are super accurate. I like watching Blue Bloods, and I'm like, Donnie Wahlberg, like, the guy's holding a grenade. You don't just, like, walk up to him and jump on him and get the grenade out of the hand. You know, that doesn't work, you know?
There's protocol in all of
that. I love it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'll just tell myself, do not do what Donnie Wahlberg does.
That's right. And if you watch that movie, that shouldn't be what makes you want to get into law enforcement. Right?
Yes, because I tell you what, that is not what law enforcement is going to be like once you sign up. No, it is not. You might get a couple minutes of excitement, and then you're going to get an hour of paperwork behind it.
It's a lot of bodily fluids and paperwork, okay?
Yes. A lot of bodily fluids.
Why do you want to be a police officer? Well, I just saw The Departed, and it looked pretty cool. So where's my uniform?
Inaccurate.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be.
Kenny, is there anything about the Auburn Police Department or yourself or being an SRO that you would like to share before we play our little game?
Great police department, outstanding staff, very dedicated officers. No, it sounds cliche, but it's not. I mean, we're out here every single day answering calls for service, doing what we can to make the community safe. So it's a great, great place to work at.
And before we let you go, we do play a little game called Three Random Questions, mm-hmm. where we like to get to know you outside of the professional setting.
Sure.
All right, cool. Question number one, do you prefer to travel with others or go on a solo adventure?
Travel with others because with three kids and a wife, I'm not allowed to travel solo. So travel with others.
But given the opportunity.
Given the choice.
Given the choice.
And no. let's say your family was totally cool with it.
Yeah. Ooh,
if you wanted to go solo.
That
cheating. That's cheating.
That is cheating.
Ooh. If they allowed me and they were cool with it, 100%.
100% solo. Yep. Where would you go?
Where would I go? Somewhere warm. Carolinas or something. I'm fishing.
All right. Nice.
Good stuff.
I will say I've traveled alone before, and it was probably one of the best vacations I ever had.
Yeah.
But there were some moments that I was missing that person to share. Mm. I was like, you know, this is amazing, but I have no one to share it with.
Right.
It missed.
Yeah.
There was a little something missing there, but I had such a great time. So.
Mm-hmm. Next question. Have you ever seen a ghost?
You know, in my time in New Orleans,
they have
ghost tours down there, but I have not seen any ghosts.
Come on.
You know, I'd sit at the house and I'm watching. I love horror movies. I'm a big horror movie person. And then, you know, you hear like something like, but I haven't seen anything there. But what? It is kind of creepy, but no.
My wife and I have been to New Orleans on a couple of occasions.
Yep.
And at both times we saw a sign that said apartment for rent,
yep.
not haunted. It's big down there.
It is huge down
it
there.
It is big. And it was legit.
But it's also a money thing too, right? You
yeah.
get down, you have ghost tours. So people are like, oh, yeah. sure, I'll pay you $30 to go on a ghost tour.
$30? $100?
Yeah, right. Whatever yeah. it is, and not see a ghost. Sure. Here's the money. So I think the people on the other end are like, these tourists are going to give me all this money if I just write a right. sign that says ghost tours?
Yep. And then you have someone upstairs creaking a door.
Yeah. I think I would be more likely to view an apartment that had apartment for rent haunted. I'd be like, oh, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's go. I would rather rent a haunted apartment than really? A not haunted apartment.
You'd rather live in a haunted apartment?
Heck yes. You're never alone.
Okay.
Never alone.
You're never alone.
I think my house that I grew up in that I ended up buying from my parents and lived in for quite some time was haunted. I never saw anything, but I definitely experienced some things that had no explanation.
Are you a person who can feel it?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. There's a place up in Madison that I do performances, and they have a B&B that they use to house all of the performers. And the moment I walk in the door,
can feel
I can feel it. Like the first time I walked in the door, I was like, hi. There's no one here.
But hi.
But hi. Yeah. It's just
I come
me.
In peace.
It's just me in the building, but I'm not alone.
I love that you mentioned that you love horror movies. What's yeah. your favorite?
Ooh, I don't have a favorite. I just
do you like
the Conjuring series? That was pretty good. Yeah. I'm into the Halloween, well, the later Halloween movies. I don't really like too much of the beginning series.
Do you like the slash 'em up type horror movies, or do you like the more suspense like creepy, horror. Yeah, like suspenseful horror movies?
Both. I'm into both.
I like them both.
But I don't like the B rated ones, you know. Like, you know.
Unlike Mark, he likes C and D rated.
Yeah, I don't like
it. It was really bad special effects.
Yeah, and it's not all horror. I mean, regular. No. I'm Any a big movie. Fan of like low budget movies.
Yes.
You know, $10,000 budget and a dream. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I used to love horror movies.
Yep.
And then as I got older and became more stressed and anxious.
I don't need that in my life.
Like, I don't need to watch horror movies anymore. I have enough of that feeling in my chest on a daily basis I don't need to recreate the feeling. Cool. It's fun.
All right. Question 3.
What is your biggest pet peeve?
Ooh.
Biggest pet peeve.
Cars with no drivers.
Cars that are filled with trash.
Oh,
is it okay if there's trash in the door pocket?
What type of trash are we talking about? Are we talking about paper straws?
Or candy
are we
talking bar about wrappers?
Candy bar wrappers.
I mean, I clean it out almost daily.
Yep.
Every other day, definitely when I pump gas.
Yep.
But yeah, it's whatever I'm doing in my car that I don't. I'm driving and busy, and it's all the things. So yes, it could be a candy bar wrapper, and it could be just a napkin.
I'll just go a little step further. How about just not discarding your trash? As you know, I'm a police officer on patrol. We search persons.
So when you have to dig through their trashy
book bags and cars, and it's
got
like,
it.
You know, there's food in the book bags that you ate 2 weeks ago, smashed up ketchup and mayonnaise packets in there.
God, this is similar to Chris Bilodeau's answer to the strangest thing he had seen, where someone had packaged a proof with trash.
Pizza trash.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
And they'll just take the bags and the wrappers, and you know, if you go through a drive-thru at McDonald's, and toss them in the passenger seat, and then the passenger gets in and steps on it, flattens it down, and then they just keep it all, and it's just like, it's cringes.
I kind of get it. I keep my car clean now, but I used to be that. I spent a lot of time on the road like 10 years ago. The back seats of my car were just horrible.
I don't have a lot of trash in my car, but I have a lot of sand on the floor.
Yeah.
I have a lot of dog hair.
Yeah. By the end of the summer, it'll be time to vacuum up the sand.
Kenny, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
Can I say one more thing before I go?
Absolutely.
So Edward Little High School next Friday, September 6th, 7 p.m. at the high school, there's a football game.
Oh,
you guys going? They're playing Scarborough.
I just found out about it just now. Let me add it to my calendar.
Is this their first game, home game opener?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
September 6th.
Yep, Friday night, 7 p.m.
He is Officer Kenny Jones of the Auburn Police Department, and I have it on good authority that Kenny personifies the department's core values of honor, excellence, loyalty, and professionalism. Thank you for the great work you are doing and will continue to do. And thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Thank you.
Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody, and we'll catch you on Tuesday, holiday weekend.
Yeah, taking a holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday.
Enjoy. Be safe.
Have fun.
I'll do the whole song. Can I record this?